up Omar, make sure he gets back in school.
Students who recently graduated from Buffalo Public Schools and city charter schools are learning about heading to their first semester at college this fall. These Say Yes students were given a lesson about perseverance and taking a leap. Tommy McClam is director of Boys and Men of Color at Say Yes. He delivered a humor-filled speech about staying in college. He asked a student volunteer from the audience to leap from two chairs, explaining how students will have support provided by the Say Yes program, despite any obstacles or personal difficulties they may face.
But those supports we're talking about, those supports will be with you all the way through the process. But
it can be very nerve-wracking and also a scary situation to, you know, go from high school to college, even more so when you, our students are coming from, a lot of our students come from low-income families, they're first-generation college students, and so this is something that is totally unfamiliar to them.
McClam offers advice on what it's like to enter a college campus as a student of color.
Part of this also is showing up that you can move to college from the city of Buffalo, and so often Buffalo's taken such a bad rap on everything else, and so when the young people start seeing them a little bit bigger than the bad rap, and they can actually not only can they excel, but they can also come back to their same community and make a difference.
I really think it put an emphasis on being resilient, even in the times of adversity.
Nina Morris is headed to SUNY Fredonia to do a major in English and Theater Arts. And Gabe Carr Johnson is going to be a communications major at Cayuga College.
It motivated me a lot, like to do better in life and, you know, to be always be something great, like no matter what.
What will be new for you and what do you worry about?
What's new for me is like being on my own and like not having somebody there to like always make sure I'm doing good, but I gotta make sure for myself I'm doing good. So that's gonna be something different for me. My parents went to college, so they know what it's about. So they're just here motivating me while I'm here for now.
I am actually like first generation of going to complete, so I'm really looking forward to how that message in there was gonna help me like be more independent and self-sufficient.
McClam tells us if students are racially profiled while on a college campus, they should deal with it constructively and not in a negative manner.
What is a challenge for a young man of color that when he enters a campus he has to face?
Are there discrimination issues? Yes, I think it's always going to be there. Is there just the diversity issues of understanding where they fit in is there? But I think part of it is kind of switching the code, understanding how, you know, what I did at home and now I have to learn a new system. And then not only do I have to learn that system, I have to learn how to operate in both systems because I don't lose who I am. And that's part of what I will be talking about today is not losing who you are, but understanding that you have to adapt for the different environments you find yourself in.
So let's give yourselves a round of applause for all that you're doing.
Today, students will attend the final day of college workshops, including a session with a Buffalo police officer, explaining how students should interact with law enforcement. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.